When we meet with people of bad nature who are showing a bad disposition to oneself, one should not just neglect or discard these people, but should generate a sense of even greater kindness with respect to them. The fifth stanza is, when others out of envy treat me badly with abuse, slander, and so on, may I suffer the defeat and offer the victory to them.
Even though in the worldly way of affairs it is proper to respond strongly to somebody who has unjustifiably and without reason accused oneself, in terms of religious practice it is not suitable from the point of view of the practice of the
altruism.
Of the altruism, it is incorrect to respond strongly unless there is some special purpose.
Unrealistic, so to say.
Is this unrealistic? Do you think it's unrealistic?
When
the next verse is, when one whom I have benefited with great hope hurts me very badly, may I hold that person to be my supreme teacher? Now there are indeed occasions when one has been very kind and helped others a great deal, and that person indeed should repay one with some sense of kindness. But that person, instead of showing kindness, becomes ungrateful and shows a bad manner and so forth to oneself. Now indeed, this is a very sad circumstance, but within the context of the practice of this, of altruism, one should show even greater kindness toward that person, have a sense of even greater kindness. In Shantideva's Engaging in the Bodhisattva Deeds, a very important thing is said. It is said that someone who acts like an enemy toward oneself is one's best of teachers. Now, in dependence on the teacher, one can learn about the importance of being patient, but can't get any opportunity actually to be patient. However, the actual practice of implementing patience comes when one meets with an enemy.
chanju gusne mi nyamlin chigela sere nyamlin mena yungumare.
Therefore, since a bodhisattva must have when a person wants, when a person practices the bodhisattva activities, that person must practice patience, and therefore must have an opportunity to practice patience.
The patience in it, tolerance, menge chigi, ko chambata ningjite chorewa mato risu macha ba chabtu mare.
And thus, if you don't have someone who is acting as an enemy toward oneself, one can't develop true patience and tolerance that is unbiased. Therefore, for somebody who is engaging in the bodhisattva practices, another person who acts as an enemy is a person who should be treated with tremendous respect. The next stanza is, in short, may I directly and indirectly offer benefit and happiness to all my mothers. May I secretly take upon myself the harm and suffering of these mothers. Now, this stanza sets forth the practice of giving and taking, that is to say, to give one's, out of love, to give one's own happiness and causes of happiness to others, and out of compassion to take from others their suffering and the causes that would make them suffer. Even though in our practice we cannot actually take suffering from others and give them our happiness, our practice is very helpful in developing this determination.
Then is that din da khasa ta da kun jang che je ji to ve ti me ma bang shi chu gun ju ma she be le she me chen wa le zhe shuo.
The eighth stanza is, may all this remain undefiled by the stains of adhering to the eight worldly principles. May I, by perceiving all phenomena as elusive, unattached, be released from the bondage of cyclic existence.
Dan dili ya, tab ki chan ne. Ene, dindre nyam lin siya diya, zi jik du, shen la penpe sambam bashi ki, simba jik chaba ma do, che jay ki tokwa wang du mido wa tang.
Now this sort of practice should be done one-pointedly within altruistically seeking benefit for others. One should not come under the influence of worldly styles of behavior. This is the factor of method within this practice.
Then,
then with respect to the factor of method, one should be practicing this
wisdom.
Then with respect to the factor of wisdom, one should engage in this practice from the point of view of knowing the non-inherent or non-objective existence of compassion itself, of one, of the practitioner of compassion, and of the objects of compassion.
In
order to understand these three factors as like illusions, it is necessary to understand that even though these factors appear to be inherently existent, they are empty of such inherent existence. Now, in fact, if things did exist the way they appeared, if things did exist so concretely, then when one looked into and investigated them, this inherent existence should become even more clear, more obvious. For instance, conventionally there is an I that is undergoing pleasure and pain and so forth, but when we analytically search for this I, we cannot find it. Therefore, no matter what the phenomenon is, internal or external, whether it be one's own body or any other type of phenomenon, when we search to find out what this phenomenon is that is designated, we cannot find anything that is it. It is only something that is designated through the force of conceptuality. It is not something that is analytically findable. However, these things appear to us as if they do exist objectively and in their own right. Thus, if they did exist in this way, this mode of existence should become clearer and clearer as we investigate. However, we can come to a decision through our own experience that when we search for these things, we cannot find them analytically. Thus, they are said to be like illusions. Now, what is the benefit of understanding this? Our own desire and hatred, these afflictive emotions arise because we are superimposing on phenomena a goodness and badness which is beyond that which they actually have. For instance, when we get very angry or get very desirous, during that time, we have a very strong sense of the goodness or badness of that object. But then later, when these emotions calm down and we look at those same objects, we ourselves will even burst into laughter. So the benefit or help of wisdom is that it prevents us from superimposing a goodness or badness on objects that is greater than that which is actually there, and thereby we are able to stop desire and hatred. Thus, the two parts of this unified practice are method and wisdom. Method being the cultivation of this altruistic mind of compassion, and the wisdom side being the understanding of non-inherent existence. These two must be in union.
For those of you here who are Buddhists, the type of practices that I have set forth, you already know about, and I am just reminding you of them for the sake of your practice. And for those of you who aren't familiar with such practices, perhaps my discourse will serve as a cause of your taking some interest in these topics, whereupon when you look into them, I think you'll find them to be valuable. Now, if these are helpful to you, then put them into practice. But if they aren't helpful, then there's no need for them.
Live it.
So that's the explanation of the verses from Geshe
Langdangba. That is sim kya. That is sim kya di. That tell ya any yala tumba chitungi imbe. Now the nimdori ya sun shua. No tangan tiki. Can do some logi. Turn that all ya shirk di. That can some name in the mouth. The progression is not that. Yamarba.
Now, there is much time. We are going to be reciting the verses of the seven branch service, and there isn't time for translation.
There
are
There are a few lines here that need to be repeated with respect to the vow. You should be repeating...
Not vow. Vow, Martha. Christ. Not vow. Because it's just the same. Give us some remarks. Same give to mama.
Not vow. With respect to this, generating this aspiration to highest enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings, it's necessary now to be repeating these verses within a good mind, a mind of altruism, a compassionate mind. With respect to what we're saying in Tibetan, those who know Tibetan, of course, already understand it. In English, it's saying, I go for refuge until perfect enlightenment to Buddha, the doctrine, and supreme community. Then the other part is, may whatever merit I have done, my gifts and so forth, by whatever merit I have done, my gifts and so forth, may I accomplish Buddhahood for the sake of all beings. This means that whatever giving one has done, engaging in practice of ethics, patience, and so forth, that one is dedicating one's own virtuous practices toward the fruition, dedicating them toward maturing as happiness and help for all sentient beings throughout all of space.
Sanje 现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现在不能真的现 어
소송을
어,
오만에
So, those of you who haven't understood some of this in Tibetan perhaps have become a little bit dull of mind, and perhaps you're a little laid down by the weather also, the bright sun. Please forgive me. So now, when there isn't any sun, one wants to go out in the sun, but then when the sun is shining and one is in it, then one feels to leave it. This is called the suffering of change in Buddhism.
conclusion last word as a conclusion. I mean, we everybody as a human being, my request or my appeal to you is, we everybody try to as much as you can, try to develop compassion, love for other, respect for other, sharing for other people's suffering, more concern about other people's welfare, these things, and less selfish. And these things are
whether you believe God or not, whether you believe Buddha or not, it doesn't matter. Important thing is, in daily life, we must have a good heart, warm heart. This is principle of life. Right. So, thank you very much. That means every show.
Go to Moshe. That was a fashion to you. Mendel on Moshe. To the Sashi, Beje, Joyce, Madam, Little Lady, and the Egyan Bandi, Sanje, and all made them. Chevara, Show. Dashen
Kuan-jik-na-sidu-la-zong-dang-sha-ja-lo-va-ba-dang-la-ye-la-sang-ye-po-dang-la-sha-ja-lo-sim-jian-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-dang-d
大概是人们对手当各度约人但是人生日三千年就被当保约人当日真正当天被大度但是发生了生前他们现在都能到达约人保佑死者大度但是人生前牛母年末也生前年岁在就被当保约人 삼대남들아 给些什么希望的听见马路苍茫的说大当先去都送到这位送你了的叫老三到我也当保佑人保佑人想被保佑现在来见保佑共同上部的人别让跟你接触道路是给我的当时肉动我只送些别叫我当时已经我刚刚说动我保佑大概给了三万这个叫上部就是肉动我了
I have, a student who studied at our monastery, Jeffrey Christopher Alexander Dertz here. Their professors nowadays begin to study. And we have 15 members, trustee of the Lamas Buddhist Monastery. Among them, we have a especially helper to the monastery.
Hmm?
Difficulty to remember the names. Bob Chess, where he get up. And he is president of Lama's Buddhist Monastery. And help to monastery. And financially, all the time. I want to inform His Holiness. And Sarah, Lucas, and Chip, where they are. This is one who assists to the monastery. What do you have? Always assists to the monastery. I have worked with their help. I want. Then, Joe, McLary is helper now, we understand this morning I introduced. Helper to the monastery all the time, financially and politically, money waste to us. Therefore, these people and all the members, I think you have trustees of some of the common boys and girls, and trustees of the Americans who work it all the time to the monastery, and like the secretary, work it day and night, secretary of all my Buddhist money to Dr. Natalie. William, he's a doctor. And he studied the months to get that. And his friend, basically, they're working day and night, all the time, helping the monastery, all the accounts and everything. There's so many but to be introduced, and doctors, and we have even medical doctors we have. Who is that? French. This is medical doctor. Like that. I wanted to stress and help us to pray them to be long life and happy. This is, I don't mention everybody's name, just to help us to pray to them.
I'm very glad to meet you. Many persons who are some way connected with this monastery or this institution. And as he mentioned, many people contributed to something, or money, or energy, or willpower. Since the object, the institution, is something to do with happiness of humankind. So, I believe this sort of activity with good motivation, that means love or compassion, right? Then no doubt we accumulated good virtues and return good action, effect, result, something good for individual as well as for the society. So it is very useful, and I appreciate that. Appreciate your supporting for this institution. I would like to thank everybody. Then the main person who are initiated as a pilot, I think this old gentleman. Different, but same, for
follower of same philosophy.
Right. Same.
Follower of same teaching. And in fact, he spent quite some time in Tibet for study, and therefore you are more or less one. And also the Mongols. When I say Mongol, including you see Inner Mongolian, the outer or the independent Mongolia, as well as Soviet part Mongols, including Kalmuk. When we say Mongols, you see, including all these area. Now there's regarding relation between Tibet and Mongolia is something very deep. For centuries we have very deep relations. Now you see in India and Tibet, the relation about between Indian and Tibetan, something like Indian as our teacher, we Tibetan as our student. Now in case of Mongolia and Tibet, we are teacher, the Mongolian is our student. On top of that, when we brought Buddhism from India, we translated it into our own language and we study Buddhism through our own language. In case of Mongol, they not only brought Buddhism from Tibet, they also, they brought our language, Tibetan language. They study Buddhism through Tibetan. In recent, when I went to Mongolia through Russia, when I participated in their monastery in praying the same language. In fact, when I was there, one monastery, when we started, when we pray, many Mongols weeping, many monks, many people weeping. At that occasion, I myself also joined. Because, you see, there are some history link. And also I admire their determination, their strong will to preserve their faith. More than 60 years, they still remain as a Buddhist, as a pure Buddhist. You know their circumstances. So here also, I feel as a something one way. So I appreciate your the effort. So many years you spend your energy and made some concrete result under difficult period or different circumstances in a foreign land. So I must thank this old gentleman. We get this time again another occasion. Tibetan and Mongolian jointly weeping. Thank you. And last, one night staying here. I'm very happy. Very good sleep. Very good food. I must thank to you and to you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus.